SB 1043 is the Accountability in Children's Treatment Act. It would require short-term residential therapeutic program, or STRTP, facilities that house youth with substance abuse or behavioral problems to notify parents or guardians and the state every time they placed a resident in restraints or put them in seclusion rooms. Republican State Senator Shannon Grove co-authored the bill.
This information has never been publicly available. Some of California's most vulnerable children have been housed in these STRTPs, and including foster youth who have previously been sexually exploited. Knowing what these children have experienced, we must require the highest level of transparency and accountability in care for our vulnerable population.
Media personality and Hilton Hotel heiress Paris Hilton has become an advocate for children in teen treatment centers. She has publicly revealed that she was physically and mentally abused in a Utah boarding school as a teen.
If I tried to tell my parents about the abuse, the staff would immediately rip the phone from my hand, disconnect the call, and subject me to violent physical restraints and solitary confinement.
An emotional Hilton also said she was beaten, forced to take unknown pills, and sent to solitary detention without clothes as punishment while at Utah's Provo Canyon School.
The sounds of my peers screaming as they were restrained and injected with sedatives will never leave me.
Under SB 1043, the state agency regulating residential youth facilities would have to put all disciplinary reports into a regularly updated database that would be publicly available. Again, Paris Hilton.
I know the feeling of helplessness, the despair of being trapped in a system that thrives on secrecy and exploitation. It's a nightmare that no child should ever have to endure.
California banned the use of out-of-state residential facilities where there's less regulation. Minors with behavioral issues are now sent to in-state short-term centers. If the bill passes, those facilities would be required to report all disciplinary measures. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.